coming to standing, with feet hip-width apart and parallel. Arms resting by your sides, shoulders stacked over hips, hips over knees, and knees over ankles. The crown of the head is rising, and the chin is in line with the navel. Bringing awareness to all four corners of your feet on the floor or mat. And breathing here. Now becoming aware of your full inhalation and exhalation. Initiating the inhalation at the lower belly, all the way up to the rib cage, chest, and then slowly exhaling all the air out, allowing the chest, the ribs, and the belly to come back to neutral. Now repeating this way of breathing, inhaling and exhaling. Now on an inhalation, raising your arms straight up to full extension overhead. The hands are parallel. Palms facing each other. And on an exhalation, lowering the arms back to your sides. And so again, on an inhalation, raising the arms. And lowering the arms on an exhalation. And once more, raising the arms, inhaling, lowering the arms when exhaling. And now raising the arms on an inhalation and holding them in this extended position, palms facing one another, and breathing here. And then at the beginning of an exhalation, hinging from the hips, bending the knees slightly and bringing your hands lightly to rest above the knees or on your shins. The back is flat, parallel to the floor. The sacrum is moving back and the crown of the head is moving forward, elongating the spine. The neck and head are in alignment with the rest of the spine, and the gaze is at the floor, bringing awareness to the soles of the feet on the floor, and breathing here, breathing in, and breathing out, breathing in, and breathing out. And at the beginning of the exhalation, folding over and bringing your hands to rest on the floor. The knees are bent, the head and neck relaxed, as you are breathing here, regulating the in-breath with the out-breath, deepening the inhalation and the exhalation. Expanding into the back body on the inhalation and releasing with the exhalation. Now at the beginning of an exhalation, stepping back, coming onto all fours, hands and knees resting on the mat. The hands are shoulder width apart. The fingers long and spreading. The knees are hip width apart. The shins and toes are pressing into the mat or floor. The head is in line with the spine. Inhaling and exhaling in this neutral position. Bringing attention to the sensations of breathing. And now with an exhalation, curling the back into cat. Feeling the back expanding as it curves, rounding, the head dropping toward the chest, and the pubic bone moving toward the head. And breathing here. Becoming aware of the inhalation and the exhalation in this position. And now, on an inhalation, coming into cow, allowing the spine to drop between the shoulder blades, arching the back as you bring the head toward the tailbone, and the tailbone toward the head, breathing here. Inhaling and exhaling in this position. And now, coming back into cat, expanding the ribs and the back body as the head and the neck let go. Drawing forehead and pubic bone toward one another. As you are breathing here. And with an inhalation, coming back into cow, allowing the spine to arch into a gentle back bend, moving the head toward the tailbone, and breathing here. And now, with an exhalation, coming into cat, curling the back body, and breathing here. Inhaling and exhaling, feeling the expansion and deflation of the ribs with each breath, and noting any sensations that are presenting themselves to you in this position. And at the initiation of an inhalation, coming back into neutral position. The back is flat, the head and spine in alignment, and breathing here. And now with an exhalation, coming into child's pose, The knees are open wide and the toes are touching. The hips are moving back toward the heels. The forehead is touching the floor, and the arms are extending in front of you. Palms on the floor or mat, stretching the sides of the body as you rest, breathing here, becoming aware of breathing, the sensations of breathing in the abdominal wall as the belly rises and deflates. Allowing the eyes to close and the jaw to be soft. The head and neck softening. The hips descending. Now on an inhalation, coming onto all fours, bringing the right foot forward between the hands, so that the right foot is on the inside of the right hand. Breathing here. The right knee is in line with the ankle. And on an inhalation, bringing the hands, left hand over right, to rest above the right knee. The back is vertical. And taking full inhalations and exhalations here, regulating the in-breath with the out-breath, dropping the tailbone, and slightly raising the chest. On an inhalation, extending the arms overhead, palms facing one another, and breathing here. On an exhalation, allowing the arms to float downward. Fingers spread, palms facing the ceiling. The head is in line with the spine as you are leaning forward slightly, tailbone dropping, chest rising, chin in line with the navel. As you are feeling the sensations of breathing here, in the belly, the ribs, and the chest. Bringing awareness to each exhalation and inhalation. Noting how the body gently contracts with the exhalation and expands with the inhalation. As you bring awareness to the body and to breathing in this posture, and now, with the initiation of an exhalation, coming onto all fours and breathing here in this neutral position. On an inhalation, bringing the left foot forward to the inside of the left hand. The hands are shoulder width apart on the floor. The left knee is in line with the ankle. And on an inhalation, bringing the hands right over left to rest just above the left knee. The back is vertical. And breathing here, regulating the in-breath with the out-breath. Tailbone dropping slightly, chest rising, raising the arms, extending them fully overhead, palms facing one another, and breathing here. And on an exhalation, floating the arms forward and down, extending the arms back behind you, fingers spreading, palms facing the ceiling, breathing here. Noting how the head is in line with the spine as you are leaning forward slightly, tailbone down, chest rising, chin in line with the navel. Expanding the body on an inhalation, releasing on an exhalation. Becoming aware of the sensations of breathing and the sensations of the body in this posture. And now, with an exhalation, coming on to all fours and breathing here in this neutral position. And now curling the toes under, pushing the hands into the mat, the head and the neck are relaxed. Lifting the knees and raising the hips until the knees are still bent and lifted above the floor. Spreading the fingers so that the fingers, knuckles, and palms are flat on the floor, and breathing here. Expanding the rib cage with each inhalation and allowing it to release with each exhalation. Feeling whatever sensations are arising in the body in this bent knees, downward dog. And with an exhalation, moving into sitting in whatever way is comfortable for you. Extending the legs in front of you while flexing the feet, toes pointing toward the ceiling. Placing the palms on the floor, hands beside the hips, fingers pointing straight ahead. Or placing the hands slightly behind you on the floor if this is more comfortable, to allow the hips to move slightly forward. The head, neck, and spine are in alignment. The crown of the head is rising. Shoulders are moving away from the ears, down the back, and the chin is in line with the navel. Breathing here, becoming aware of the sensations of breathing in this posture, noting how the lower belly rises and falls with each in-breath and out-breath. Feeling how the body moves as the breath moves in and out. At the initiation of an inhalation, raising the arms to shoulder height, The arms are extended out to the sides. Inhaling and exhaling here, becoming aware of the body in this posture. The gaze is straight ahead. At the beginning of an exhalation, gently twisting from the lower spine toward the left until the right arm is extended in front of you in line with the legs and the left arm is extended behind you. The gaze remains forward. Breathing here, noting any sensations that present themselves to you in this posture. And with the initiation of an inhalation, coming back to center so that the arms are once again extended at shoulder height, and breathing here. On an exhalation, gently twisting the body to the right until the left arm is extended in front of you, in line with the legs, and the right arm is extended behind. The gaze is over the front of the extended hand. And breathing here, noting whether there are challenging sensations or preferences arising in this posture. And then at the beginning of an inhalation, coming back to center, the arms extended at shoulder height by your sides and breathing here. And now on an out breath, coming into a gentle forward bend. Allowing the arms to move forward and come to rest wherever is most comfortable for you. On the floor, on your thighs, shins, or around your feet. Allowing the head and neck to relax and drop forward. The back is curving, the shoulders are at rest. And breathing here. Allowing the breath to fall into its natural rhythm, expanding the back body on the inhalation, releasing on the exhalation. Seeing what sensations are arising in this posture. And then with an inhalation, slowly rolling up to sitting. And then gently come to lying on your back. And now on an exhalation, bringing the left knee toward the chest and holding it with the left hand and extending the right leg out in front of you. Inhaling as you are raising the right arm fully extended overhead until it comes to rest on the floor or mat. And you feel a stretch in the right side body, breathing here. Feeling how the inhalation and exhalation move the side of the body. feeling the stretch and relaxation of the torso as you are breathing in and breathing out. And on an exhalation, bringing both knees together, wrapping your arms around them while you are breathing here, feeling how it is to be in this position. And at the beginning of an exhalation, switching sides, bringing the right knee toward the chest while holding it with the right arm and hand. And on an inhalation, extending the left leg out in front of you while raising the left arm overhead until it comes to rest on the floor or mat behind you. Feeling the stretch of the left side body and breathing here. As you are initiating an exhalation, bring both knees toward the chest, holding them as you are breathing here, allowing the head and neck to be soft and supported by the mat or the floor. Becoming aware of the in-breath and the out-breath, and any sensations that are presenting themselves to you in this posture. And now with an inhalation, stretching out the legs and allowing the feet to fall away from one another. Arms coming to rest by your sides, palms up if this is comfortable for you. Closing your eyes and letting them come to rest in the lower sockets. Softening the jaw and allowing the body to sink into the surface you are lying on as you let go of this formal movement practice. Bringing attention to breathing at the level of the lower belly, the chest, or the nostrils, wherever the sensations of breathing make themselves most known to you. Allowing the breath to come into its natural rhythm, allowing the body to come into its natural state, allowing the breath to breathe itself, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, and out. Resting and breathing in this way for about 5 minutes or so. And now, gently beginning to rotate the ankles and wrists, stretching the arms overhead and breathing here. When you are ready, coming onto your right side with your head resting on your arm. Allowing the breath to be soft. And then finally, with deliberation and intention, coming to sitting for a moment or so. Closing your eyes and bringing attention to the body in space as you are breathing in and out. Then as we bring this formal practice to a close, opening your eyes at the sound of the bell.